Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Men, do you feel supported and uplifted? What about you, fathers? With Father's Day coming up, do you feel like that's the only time you get encouragement to be the best father you can be? Well, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter, and today Dr. Alex McFarlane is my guest, and he is a religion and culture expert, author of 20 books. He's heard on more than 200 stations across the U.S. on the American Family Radio Network, and hosts the Alex McFarlane Show on NRB TV. And of course, in his everyday job, he serves as director of worldview for Charis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. Alex, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be on. I appreciate it.
With Father's Day coming up, let's talk about some refreshing things that will encourage the men listening and also give insight to maybe the wives that are listening and can pass on some things to their loved ones who they care about so much and they really do want to encourage.
Well, fathers are vitally important. They really are. And not completely, but to a very large degree, our culture has been dismissive of fatherhood and the role of both parents, but especially the role of a dad. But let me just give a little insight, and we could talk about God's Word. We could talk about sociologists and psychologists that affirm the value of a dad. But I will just say, as a minister, you know, more than 30 years ago, I was finishing seminary and getting into local church ministry and the pastorate. And as pastors, we find ourselves at the hospital and the ER, sometimes in the wee hours of the morning. And I noticed something early in my ministerial journey, that when people are at the end of their life, they care about two things and two things only, God and family. You know, I've never been at the bedside of a dying person, and in the final moments of their life, they're saying, oh, I should have worked at the office more, or I should have spent more on my hobbies. It's God and family. And, you know, that's a real reminder that we are to maximize on the things that really matter most, prioritize what's truly, truly important, and that is the Lord and my loved ones. And so I want to say to all the men out there, by God's design, you have a very important role. It really does count for eternity. And, you know, the old saying, but I would shout it from the housetops, lose at anything else but win with your family.
Say that again. Lose at anything else but win with your family.
Exactly. You know, just hours ago, I landed in North Carolina, my home state. We were in Montana this week for our first of seven summer youth camps. For 27 years now, we've been doing summer camp, Biblical Worldview Camp. And had 130 teenagers in Montana. It was great. Many, many kids prayed to accept Christ and gave their life to Jesus. Many kids growing in their faith. But here is the thing, over and over, that I'm hearing in the lives of young adults. They want to get married, stay married, and build a family. Now, many kids today have come from very troubled backgrounds or a broken home, but I've never had a youth say to myself or our counselors, gee, I wish my family had more money, or I sure do wish we drove better cars. I've never heard that, but I've heard thousands of teenagers say, I want to connect with my dad. I wish I had more time with my parents. It's very poignant, even in this 21st century, we're a social media, Wi-Fi, internet world, I know that, but I've literally heard thousands of young people, even as recently as yesterday, I'll say, how can I pray for you? I want to spend more time with my parents. We're busy. Here's the thing. Human nature hasn't changed, and we're a big, complex, modern world, sort of, but we're still human beings. And children want to know that they're loved. They crave the security of a mom and dad that are going to be there. And dads, you'll be glad you did. Your heart will be rewarded, and you'll face God with no regrets. Lay down your life for your spouse and your family, your children.
Making memories, leaving a legacy at birthdays and holidays with your family is so important. People will remember that forever. We do that with all of our birthdays and holidays in our family.
And that memory will go with you your whole life. And I want to come back to the stereotypes about men. God's allowed me to do a lot of writing. I love to write and try to communicate God's word in memorable illustrations. Here's an old saying in the publishing world. If you want people to know the truth, tell them the truth. But if you want people to love the truth, tell them a story. And you see, when we make these family memories, that's our family story. I encourage young couples, whenever my wife and I are doing premarital counseling with a couple and I'll do a wedding, I'll say, look, you're writing a story. Let Jesus be the author of your story, but make memories. Some of the most memorable things are not things that cost a lot of money. I've heard people tell stories about, you know, when their dad taught them how to pump up a bicycle tire, or their dad taught them how to sand a surface and paint the wall, or their mom taught them how to make cookies from scratch. See, about men, our human nature is this. We all humans, we want three things. Acceptance, significance, security. Acceptance, do I fit in? Significance, do I matter? Security, am I safe? We quest after these things. And I realize on so many sitcoms, men are like buffoons and goofballs. And then in the commercials, you know, it's a man's man. Throw back a brewski and be aloof. And strength means not emotionally connected. To be a fully orbed human as God made us, sure, males can be strong, the breadwinner. I got it, of course. But men are emotional, too. There's nothing wrong with shedding a tear of joy when we see our child take their first steps. Being moved emotionally when we think about how blessed we are to have a wife. Hey, it's a blessing to have a wife, you know? I mean, I meet so many young men that in their 30s and they've never had a date because maybe some of the social skills weren't learned at a young age. The Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So men, get on your knees and thank Jesus that you have a woman that loves you. And realize that men, we are to lay down our life for our bride like Christ laid down his life for his bride, the church. And so, you know, it's time to get past the messaging and the media. Let's get back to those things that are timeless, they never change. God, family, sacrifice for the things that matter most. God, family, and our country. And whenever Father's Day comes around, I just love to try to reflect. And with God's help, these are the things that I want to aspire to as well. Any sacrifice we make for our wife and our family, kids, you know, loved ones, that's what matters. And 1 John 2:28 says, you know, that one day we want to meet Christ unashamed. Men, let's be the men of God, and we'll face the Lord one day with no regret.
Acceptance, significance, and security. So well said, Dr. McFarland. What if someone is feeling isolated and alone and depressed, and they're looking to social media to seek those three things? How can they get back to those relationships with others?
Well, you know, the Bible says that, you know, love covers a multitude of sins. And I realize, you know, even as you and I are talking, and I'm talking about being a godly man, there may be somebody listening and they're thinking, well, you know, my father was not godly. My father was cruel or abandoned us or whatever. You know, I realize it takes the Holy Spirit to help us do what I'm about to say. But we all need grace, and sometimes we're called upon to show grace. And I can promise you, If your father was not the ideal father, if he's still alive, deep in his heart, he regrets it. I've done the altar call in more than 2,000 American churches, and I've prayed at the altar with many, many men that have, I'm talking men in their 70s, 80s, and even beyond, who've wept, and they said, you know, I was not the man I should have been. You know, could God still help me bond with my adult children? And let me just say, maybe you're the parent, maybe you're the child. Always be quick to give or receive an olive branch. You know, maybe our parent wasn't the best parent. Hey, maybe we weren't always the best kid. You know, we need grace. We can show grace. And there's just something beautiful. Our God rose from the dead. Jesus resurrected the dead. He can resurrect relationships. And so there's something in this for all of us. And again, we live in a media-driven world. I know that. We're all immersed with the images and media. But I tell you, more than ever, we need Jesus. I just heard on the news that Tim Allen, the actor, he was in that show Home Improvement and famous actor. Well, he was interviewed recently, and they asked him, you know, where are you? And he said, I'm reading the Bible. I'm going to church. I realize I had everything the world promised, and there was something missing, and I'm trying to find out about God and Jesus. Well, I rejoice in that, and I could tell you a dozen more stories like that. Look, if money would save this world, we would have seen it by now. If fame and stuff would save us, we would have seen it by now. I think where we're at as a culture is a wonderful opportunity. It's not social media. Social media has made us antisocial. It's Jesus. It's his design for life, salvation, marriage, family, morals, truth. They've saved many a culture in times past. They'll redeem our culture as well, and each of us can turn to him. Jesus is as close by as a prayer.
And what a great thing to do as a father is give your heart to Jesus and start working on that legacy you long to leave. Alex McFarlane has been my guest, director of Worldview for Charis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. Alex, thank you so much for sharing your heart today with our listeners on InCounter.
God bless you. My travel schedule is on my website. I'm coming soon to a city near you. I'd love to meet all your listeners when I'm in their town.
And that's alexmcfarlane.com.
This has been InCounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to InCounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's judyredlich.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.